Here's the Omaha area forecast on the Mighty 1220, brought to you by your local Hardware Hang store, where they deliver passionate and personalized customer service. The fendest store near you. Log on to HardwareHank.com. Lots of clouds this afternoon with showers and a few storms, some strong. There's a high in the mid-70s. Tonight, mainly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms, low near 59. I'm weather meteorologist Laura Lockwood on the Mighty 1220. Right now, it's 63.
Jerry Doyle.
The Jerry Doyle Show.
On the Mighty 1290.
But they weren't the customer's yachts. They were the firm's yachts. Or the broker's yachts light. And it used to be, where are the customer's yachts? And we'd go, yeah, I wonder where the customer yachts are. Now, who cares where the customer's yachts are? It's not even a question.
The Jerry Doyle Show.
Oh, hello, Jerry.
Jerry Doyle.
I think the world is insane.
Weeknights 9 to 11 on the Mighty 1290.
The following is a paid commercial program. Opinions expressed are solely those of the program producers and sponsors.
I feel a song coming on.
This is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jode!
Karen!
Jode, are we still burning fat with your class? What's your class?
The kickboxing?
The kickboxing, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm burning something. I just don't know about fat since I'm hitting menopause.
But
that's a whole other show. We can have a show about that. But let's talk about some five ways to burn fat.
Because it's summer and we all want to look good in our two-piece bikinis. Ha ha. Yeah, okay. Well, here's the first one. Stock up on green tea.
I have heard of that.
Have you really?
Yeah, because, you know, they talk about so many people are touting the green tea extract and the green coffee bean extract. But
okay.
Green tea.
So it's like you take little stuff of it or pills or what?
Yeah, I think people who took it 3 times a day saw their, you know, metabolic rate increase by about
4%.
You know what? Okay. Really? Unless I lose 20 pounds in a week by sipping green tea, I won't drink it.
6 pounds in a year?
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, forget
that. You know, and in dog years, that's not good. So
all
that
right,
won't
how
work
about iron?
Yeah, so you pumping iron?
You pump it and you eat it.
Okay.
Both.
All right. So while I'm eating spinach, I'll lift, you know,
pump.
I'll bench press. That's perfect. Okay, I like it.
No,
how about water?
The weight
water,
training
water
is really good.
And
for,
water.
Yes, and water. Always drink water.
You know, they say something about, I was reading something, Karen, that said about water that you should drink like three, you should take your weight and divide it by two.
Yeah.
And then that's how many. Yes, how many grams of water you should have.
A day?
Yes.
Are you kidding? We'd be drinking water all day.
Well, listen, I mean,
that's what they're saying. Then you don't eat because you're drinking water.
Right, exactly.
There you go.
That's the secret. You know what? I could write a book on this. I've missed my calling. And I'm going to get my thyroid checked.
It also says to get your thyroid checked because you might have a sluggish metabolism.
Well, yeah,
okay,
it's fighting
we'll
fat over
things.
40, so we'll do that. But speaking of 40, how about 60?
How about 60? Can
Queen
you believe?
Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth, 60 years since her coronation?
Oh, Queen Elizabeth.
Who does anything for 60 years? Nevertheless, be queen.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Do that imitation again, Jody.
What was it from the Olympics?
Right.
Oh, yes.
What'd she say?
Let the games begin.
I love
that. How about her 91-year-old husband?
Yeah, he's amazing. And
God's
how about the son who wants to be king that is not going to be queen? Maybe he'll be king. He's 64.
Maybe.
He's been waiting since he was 4 years
old.
Prince Charles.
Yes, maybe. Just maybe.
He's going to be a grandfather soon.
I know, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they need some, you know, truly something positive in that dynasty. And it's not the Duck Dynasty we're talking about.
No,
but they need something in the Queen's dynasty.
Yeah, they don't have Princess Diana, so they need Kate and Prince William.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Have you taken a trip to Disney World lately?
You know, not lately. Because I'll tell you what, it is costly.
It's expensive now.
It is.
When we went, it was, I mean, it was still expensive, but not like it is now. What is it now, Jode?
Oh, it's like $400 per day for a family of four.
For a family of four?
Okay, think about that,
oh my
gosh. To go on some rides and see Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, and wait in line for 45 minutes.
That's crazy. Do you remember Peony Park growing up?
Wasn't it wonderful?
That was the day.
I loved Peony Park.
Oh, you know, there's nothing better than Peony Park.
That was so sad when they got rid of it.
I know. I wish they would bring Peony back. But
I know.
Disney is expensive, so save up your money, and hopefully you can take your family one day.
Yeah. So, Jody, the TV writers, this is Celebrity Beat now. They chose the 101 best-written shows ever. Guess? I'm just going to give you a hint. Don't look at the paper.
Okay.
Okay, can you make a guess as to which was the best well-written show. Now we're talking about like a series show. You know, we're not talking. Okay, I'll give you a hint. Bada bing, bada bing.
You're kidding me. The Sopranos?
That was number one. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Huh, you wouldn't think
a little gabagoo. I mean, some of the lines in there, are
well,
you kidding?
Well written. Well, gabagoo, well written. You're right.
But really? I mean, that is...
you
that,
wouldn't
what an
agree,
interesting
huh?
statement. Okay, you know what? I would agree because I like the show.
Yeah,
but I don't
I do
know if
too.
I would say it was the best written. But listen,
yeah.
I mean, to each his own.
No, yeah, right. This is like from 70 years of TV history. And number two we all like, Seinfeld.
That would have been, I thought...
That would have been
the number one
because yeah.
I thought that was it. But... I'm sure are there a couple of others?
Three surprised me. Da 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 da. Stevie and I loved the Twilight Zone in
the
1950s.
Sure.
Wasn't it wonderful?
Dick Van Dyke
Rod
Show.
Rod Serling.
Is that one of them?
What?
Dick Van Dyke Show back in the day.
Yeah. No, I don't think it is. Let's
okay.
see if it is. It's not
All
the
right.
it's not the top 10. But Mary Tyler Moore Show, although that's not Dick Van Dyke Show.
I think that's wonderful. Oh
yeah.
yeah, and The Wire, and The West Wing, and Mad Men, which I have
what
yet to
What is The
see.
Wire, Jody? I don't even
I don't
know what that
Wire,
is. And Cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was terrific.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Well,
and
speaking of Cheers and
Cheers,
cheery news.
I know. Isn't that good?
How about Channing
How do you say
Tatum?
Channing Tatum? Is that how you
Channing
say his name?
Tatum
Channing Tatum
and Jenna Dewan Tatum, who they were in a movie together called Step Up, I think, or Stepping Up.
And that's how they met?
That's how they met.
They met dancing.
Cause yeah, because he's amazing looking, and so she's
and
beautiful.
And both phenomenal dancers, so now they have a little girl
oh, they do? What,
to
do
dance.
They,
say,
what they name
there's
her?
No name here,
oh.
so it's a no-name Tatum.
Okay, that's all right. No-name Tatum.
Yeah, so.
Well, that'll look good on the birth certificate.
That's right. Anyway, it's going to be a great show today.
Oh,
we have...
our favorites.
We have the Potashim on.
The Potash twins. We
yes.
love those
They're
gentlemen.
They're so
we
cute.
We just love them. They're so talented.
Ezra and Adiv.
And
identical twins. So talented.
So talented. And I think
and,
they'll even give us a treat.
And what?
And play live,
oh,
we
they
hope.
Have a live production here.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, Joe.
We hope so.
And we have artist Deborah Joy
Grosser.
Yes. Who's the first lady of?
Ralston.
Yay.
As
She's
well
a great
as an artist. I know it.
Yeah.
And then
who else,
we're
Jody?
Closing the show with Leo Adam Biga, who's the author of Alexander Payne's book. We're thrilled to talk to him about the movie that Alexander has coming out called
right.
Nebraska.
Nebraska. We'll be right back.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. Now we have Ambrin. Ambrin is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Call now at 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Come to Napa today and get a quart of Mobil 1 synthetic oil for just $5.99. That's a big deal. So we got a big fancy voiceover guy.
Behold the savings at Napa. Mobil 1, the world's leading synthetic oil. Just $5.99 a quart.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
No, you couldn't.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Sales price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/13.
It's The Beat, sponsored by FilmStreams, presents for 1 week only, The Source Family, an intimate look inside the rise and fall of a 70s commune whose leader drove a Rolls Royce and fronted a rock band. Still showing Noah Baumbach's Francis Ha, plus the Forever Young Family and Children series, made possible with support of Lincoln Financial Foundation. Featuring Steven Spielberg's Hook, FilmStreams' Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org. The FilmStreams Forever Young Family and Children series offers screening of family-friendly films every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at FilmStreams Ruth Sokoloff Theater. There's something for everyone in this showcase of classics, new and old. Tickets are just $2.50 for kids, 12 and under. Click filmstreams.org for movies and showtimes or to buy tickets online. FilmStreams Forever Young Family and Children series is made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
We are so thrilled today to have the Potashim with
Potashim
us.
Potashim
twins! The Potash, Jody.
The Potashes.
Ezra and Adib, we haven't seen you since you went off to college.
A whole year ago.
That's
a whole
right.
Year ago.
And you're so much older now. It's amazing.
You know, it really feels like it. It's sad, but I know it.
Your
it
first
does.
Year. How was the first year of college?
It was great. I mean, we love being in New York, but I'll speak for myself. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I had a great time.
You had a great
learned
time,
a lot,
too?
Definitely.
And learned you've been a lot. Playing a lot?
Playing around, meeting a lot of people, going to some pretty cool things.
Schmoozing.
A handful of schmoozing.
Oh, well.
You guys are great schmoozers.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
It's, yeah.
It's genetic, right,
the schmoozer
Dad?
And the schmoozer. Yeah, there's just, you awesome. Get, yeah, schmoozer.
Yeah.
The Potashim schmoozers.
Potashim.
I like it. That could be your like, the next title of your album.
The schmoozers.
The schmoozers.
I like
that's
it.
Not a bad,
that might be a
TV. That's at least a song idea.
Oh,
that's,
well, you know what?
For the TV
listen, talk to Andy Cohn. Maybe you can get on Bravo and you could.
That's right.
Actually, we have some meetings, something like that.
You
stop
do?
It.
No
let's hear.
So we like the name of your CD, the one you have, Twintuition.
Twintuition
yeah,
is good. But let's talk about your TV show. Potentially.
I don't know if we can talk about the TV show.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
No.
Well, no, we don't.
Well, tell us your good news. Okay. You have good news from today.
Well, let's start with the TV show. We'll
let's
the good news.
Do that.
Okay.
Let's do.
So we ended up just meeting or introduced to the VP of development who decides the next shows, and he said you guys would be perfect for a show. Next thing we know, we're being filmed, and we've been
You were filmed in New York.
Filmed
for
in
this?
New York. We were filmed in Austin at South by Southwest.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
but mainly
huge.
Yeah, mainly in New York. We had a lot of. They filmed us for multiple
we
times.
We did a few interviews, mm-hmm. Sit-down interviews, and then we played on the street a little bit.
You did?
In New York?
And in Austin, too.
In Austin.
It was a lot of fun, yeah. It was really
cool. You'd be recorded in Austin?
No.
No, they were recorded for South by Southwest.
We played at South by Southwest, and we did, a New Orleans second-line parade down 6th Street, which is, the main street of... of South by Southwest.
Yeah. Right.
And even we were featured on the NPR's website, a picture of us doing it.
They call us the Twin Horns of Joy.
Yeah, the Twin Horns of Joy.
The Twin Horns of Joy.
Yeah. It's cute too.
It's got a twist. I don't know. Twin Horns of Joy. It just that reminds me of
Yeah.
And I think
when you hear Twin Horns of Joy, don't you think of
that's Twin Horns of Joy.
Yeah,
and
you think of the Potashes.
They're so sparkling. You're gregarious. You guys are the best.
I know.
Can you write a testimonial?
Sunlight comes in the room.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Well, tell us about your news from today.
Our news from today, it's actually pretty cool. We just found out about it an hour ago. We were just named the artistic directors of the Loves Jazz and Arts Center in North Omaha.
Preston Love.
Oh, my gosh. Great. Yeah. Yay.
Pretty cool.
Great. Congratulations.
We feel really honored because we're 19 years old, but it's something we can definitely do, and it's a challenge for us, but it'll be amazing.
You're 38.
Well, exactly.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not as good at math as you, so that was really fast.
With Loves, we're going to try and bring a lot of New York City jazz cats, bring them down
and
here.
And you know some people to bring here, don't you?
We know a couple
you're
people.
Making those connections.
Yeah, we
might know a few people.
We definitely want to show them Omaha and just prove to them that, jazz is alive in Omaha.
Jazz is alive in Omaha.
It is.
Oh,
and,
definitely.
Truly, it's a great breeding ground for a lot of talent. And this is what Karen and I say over and over
again.
Every
week we say this.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Whenever somebody's in the studio, we just cannot believe the talent that it's homegrown here.
Oh, yeah.
And look at you guys in New York. I mean, people look at you. What they love, I think New Yorkers love, is your, you have this great foundation. And you have a great work ethic. And I'm sure the people
that
you've
come
across.
And,
and the people you've worked with, I'm sure, appreciate it.
Yeah, I think one of the great things about Omaha is it kind of sets a foundation for you. And then the other great part about Omaha is most people aren't afraid to leave and go do their own thing.
Right.
Come back and
come
show them
back.
What they've learned. So
the funniest thing is we'll show up and we'll play and then people will be like, oh, you're from New York, right? And we'll say Nebraska and it freaks them out.
They can't believe it.
It's the biggest surprise to them. And it just makes us more proud of being from Nebraska.
Well, that's good.
That's so true.
It does.
That's the way to do it.
I know
truly. And there's some great talent. I grew up with Matt Wallace.
Of course. I know Matt.
Fantastic.
We know Matt.
And Mark Javich.
And Mark Javich. Yeah, I grew up with Mark.
On the saxophone.
That's right. But that shows you.
Roger
Groth,
and Rachel Javich.
Roth, the best.
Yeah, Rachel Javich, also a fantastic saxophone.
That's what it's all about.
You know it.
I
mean, when you're talking about music, it's the Javich.
You know it.
It's like, they're like the Von Trapps.
Yes, of course. Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
Well, tell us how Wynton Marsalis is, speaking of New York, and you get lessons from Wynton.
Adib
or Ezra?
I had a lesson with Wynton back in, 2008, I believe. So we brought my mother and my grandma to Jazz Looking Center, where Wynton is the artistic director there. And we went to the Duke Ellington, one of his many Duke
Ellington concert. and it was one of the last performances that they had for the 2013 season. And in the middle of the show, we were sitting like right next to the band. So when they walk out, it was behind like the orchestra plays, which is like 20 people, honestly. And then behind them is like they're basically some of the best seats. And so
there are probably only 12 seats.
Yeah, that's probably yeah. And so my grandma and my mom and then my brother and I were sitting there, and Winton and everybody walks out and they all high five us because we're the only people that they know like when they walk out. And they're playing, and then after a while, like Winton turns around and says, "Hey twins, do you guys know what an LP is?" And just to make the show better, I was like, "I don't know what an LP is." And he was
not to make the show better. You probably didn't know what an LP is.
There you go.
I didn't know.
Isn't it limited play? Is it limited play?
It is,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
right. That's
so yeah. So he like called us out in the middle of a show with like 3,000 people watching us and said,
they don't know their LPs, but they know
how to pick out a nice tie or something.
Oh,
like, it was cute, but
perfect.
And my grandma was like freaking out and everything.
She had to love it. Let's shout out to your grandma.
Shout out to Ruthie Potash.
Nothing better than another Potash.
Shout out to Merle.
Don't nobody say anything bad about Ruthie Potash. We love her. We love Ruthie. That's so terrific. Well, it's a great experience, and you know, going to school, because you both are not going to the same school, right? You are going to...
I'm actually transferring from the new school to Manhattan School of Music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you are. You're transferring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I made the right decision the first time.
Okay, you're
so
staying.
So I'm staying at SUNY Purchase.
All right.
I love it.
Nice.
Terrific.
Great.
Yeah.
And will you be here this summer in Omaha the whole time?
We leave on Sunday.
We leave tomorrow.
We leave tomorrow.
Oh my God, it's already tomorrow. Can you believe it?
At 4 o'clock today?
I know. I'm really looking forward to our show today at 4. We'll get to that in a second,
okay,
I'm sure.
Right.
But it's sad. We're leaving Omaha tomorrow.
For the
rest of the summer.
Why are you going so early?
Well, we're going to camp again.
Oh, where?
We need the R&R vacation.
You are going to Herzl?
We are going back to Herzl.
And Jody, did you know Bob Dylan went to Herzl? I didn't know that.
Long line of musical prodigies.
I know,
from,
I saw that. And Brian Greenberg.
Yeah,
really?
Brian Greenberg, and we're not including ourselves in that at all.
No, but we will.
But you could.
Oh, that's nice. So we're trying to be humble.
Didn't Emma go to Herzl?
Emma Richter.
Yes,
and
our
Sarah
cousin.
Richter.
Wait, the Jazz girls.
I forgot that you guys were. Yeah, they're cousins.
That's our cousins, of course. Of course, we love it.
Shout out to them.
Richter, we're not
Vinci,
just going to shout out
Stephen
to
Michael Vinci.
Stephen Michael Vinci. That's right. I couldn't get Stephen Michael Vinci to go to Herzl.
No.
He could have, but he said.
Well, tell us about today, you guys, before we run out of time.
Yeah, so today.
4 o'clock, because we're running over there after
the
show.
So the Reader, John Heaston at the Reader, approached us a few months ago to set up a lineup for a jazz day.
For the Louse Music Festival.
And I think they're calling it the Council Bluffs Bash.
The Bluffs Bash.
Oh.
Okay. So
we were asked to curate the whole day of jazz. So that basically means just pick really awesome people to come play.
Okay.
So let's hear the lineup.
We needed to bring in local talent because we have so much talent here in Omaha.
We started out with local talent, which was Steve Rabine, who, while we've lived here, has been one of the biggest jazz like influences of local, you know, for us.
And he's playing at 2 o'clock, in 2 hours.
Oh, after this show. The show's over.
We're not going to be a little late, though, don't you think?
That's all right. We'll run.
We'll be late. Okay.
We're close. Yeah. We'll run.
We're close.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then the next person playing is
Don Vappy, who is an unbelievable banjo from
New Orleans,
banjo guitar.
He plays with Winton. He plays with Eric Clapton. He plays with everybody. And you can actually see him on HBO's TV show Tremé.
Okay.
He's on. Yeah, he performs on the TV show Tremé.
Okay.
Which is
and
pretty awesome.
He'll be playing at 3 o'clock, and then he opens for us. So the Potash Twins are playing at 4 o'clock. Should be a good show.
And then you're closing
the
show. Everybody be down there.
After us, there's like an hour break, and then after us is Preservation Hall Jazz Band.
Okay.
So all the way from New Orleans. They played this year at the Grammys with the Black Keys. So
should be a great show.
Oh,
gosh.
From TV. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's quite a lineup,
Jody. I know. That's a lineup. And
let's
not wait another year before you come back.
No.
Hopefully when you have a break from school.
Probably,
absolutely.
Right?
Well, we love being here. So
we love you guys. Truly.
This is Ezra and Adiv Potash.
Yeah,
it's Potash today. And we are in for a treat because we're going to hear you guys play live, right?
Oh,
Tell us what you're going to play.
We're going to play Little Liza Jane, which is a folk song. Yeah.
All
right. Looking forward to it.
All right.
There it
Thanks,
is.
Gentlemen. We
Thank
so appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks
good
for
luck
having
us.
Cool.
Love being here.
Thank you. earlier this year, I was telling you about a Kelton research that was done, and it was a study that was done by Invisalign. Over 1,000 people shown pictures of men's and women's teeth, straight smiles, perceived to be happier, smarter, and more successful. If you've ever thought about Invisalign, you might want to think about Premier Dental. Dr. Beninato is awesome. I've been going to him for the last few months. All you got to do is give him a call, 402-718-8744. Online, it's premiersmile.com, 180th and Oak, just south of Center.
3.5 weeks ago, Eric came to High Tech Weight Loss. Today, he's lost 28 pounds in just 3.5 weeks. High Tech's been helping thousands of men and women like Eric lose weight for 9 years. One woman lost 47 pounds in 24 days. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau, our average patient loses 30 pounds in just 4 weeks. If you came to us just 4 weeks ago, you'd be there now, looking great, feeling great, for the reunion or the wedding or your favorite sport. The doctors and nurses at High Tech Weight Loss Clinic have the prescription for weight loss success. Join us today. By next month, you're there. The consultation's free. Call 402-453-LOSE. That's 453-LOSE. Or visit us on the web at hightechweightloss.com. So isn't it time? Call 453-LOSE for your free consultation. High Tech Weight Loss Clinic. Safe, fast, permanent. Open evenings and weekends.
Witness college baseball's elite at the 2013 NCAA Men's College World Series, where you're only as good as your last game. History happens here. Be a part of the action at the Men's College World Series, June 14th through the 26th at TD Ameritrade Park, Omaha. Hosted by Creighton University and College World Series of Omaha, Inc. This is the NCAA Men's College World Series. For more information about the 2013 Men's College World Series, visit ncaa.com/CWS.
It's The Beat, sponsored by FilmStreams, presents for 1 week only, The Source Family, an intimate look inside the rise and fall of a 70s commune whose leader drove a Rolls Royce and fronted a rock band. Still showing Noah Baumbach's Francis Ha, plus the Forever Young Family and Children series, made possible with support of Lincoln Financial Foundation, featuring Steven Spielberg's Hook, FilmStreams' Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org. The FilmStreams Forever Young Family and Children series offers screening of family-friendly films every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. There's something for everyone in this showcase of classics, new and old. Tickets are just $2.50 for kids, 12 and under. Click FilmStreams.org for movies and showtimes or to buy tickets online. FilmStream's Forever Young Family and Children series is made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Thanks for joining us in the studio. We are so excited. Deborah Joy Grosser is
with us.
Hi, Deborah. Hello. Deborah, not only is she the First Lady of Ralston, and we'll explain that in just a little bit, but she is a terrific and wonderful artist who was commissioned, actually, by the Omaha Performing Arts to create a large portrait of Richard and Mary Holland,
yes,
which is hanging in the Holland Center, which
Boy.
Is absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome, Deborah.
Thanks.
We are so excited to speak with you, and we want to talk about your art and your background. And when I introduced you as the First Lady of Ralston, maybe some folks might not know this, but you are married to the fabulous mayor, Don Grosser, the mayor of Ralston. For the last 17 years, he has been the mayor of Ralston.
Wow. He has. We just celebrated our 21st wedding anniversary, so most of our married life has been with him as
You've
mayor.
You've been the First Lady.
That's right. You've been the First Lady living in the White House. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Actually, it's kind of tan, but yeah.
Well, that's all right. You know, you can live like in the Ralston Kino. You can live in,
exactly.
I mean, the arena. There's so many places.
We feel like we live in the arena sometimes, yeah, actually.
I can imagine. Well, I mean, terrific. There's so many things in Ralston. He has done such
totally.
A terrific job. So
he has.
We would love
yeah.
to talk about
that's
Don,
terrific.
But Deborah, we're
going
to talk about you,
though, Deborah,
all
and
right.
your art.
Perfect.
Lovely.
Perfect.
I noticed that you're outside a lot with your art.
I am. I am mainly a plein air painter, which plein air
I was going to ask you exactly what that is.
Yeah, everybody always asks that question.
Because so it's P-L-A-I-N?
Or P-L-E-I-N.
Yeah. Okay, so what
A-I-R.
Does that mean exactly?
It's a French term that basically, the literal translation is full air.
Okay. And so basically it's just painting outdoors on location.
Oh.
And
okay.
So
the air,
the painters with the little, you know,
yeah.
the
with
hats,
the hats and the,
yes.
and the umbrellas Plain and the easels air. And painting
that's
the landscape.
You.
That's me.
Okay.
That's
Wonderful.
What I do.
Yeah,
that's
we love,
what I
we
do,
have this photo so. Of you. There you are.
Yeah, that was with out on the cliffs in Laguna Beach.
Laguna
Beach, California. A good friend of mine, Esther Williams, took that photo of me.
Esther Williams? She was a terrific
swimmer.
We know
her. She swims.
A different Esther Williams. She's a painter out in Laguna.
Well, describe your art to us.
Well, it's on the impressionistic side. Mm-hmm. It's realistic, but it's more impressionistic than it's not like photorealism. And plein air painting by nature is a little bit more impressionistic than studio work, just because with plein air you have to paint so quickly because you know the sun doesn't stay still for you and the shadows are moving and all of that. So you have to paint very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. And I usually don't like to spend more than a couple of hours at a time on a plein air painting. Especially on a sunny day. If it's a cloudy day, you know, and the light's not changing too much, then you can play with it for a lot longer. But
you do portraits because you did the Holland.
But I
portrait.
Do portraits as
well. Did you do that
well.
From a photograph?
I did.
Okay.
I did. Yeah. Most of the portraits that I do are from photos. Because most of them are surprises. They're gifts for people.
That's what a wonderful gift.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. I was
that would
so,
be the best, wouldn't
I,
it?
I know. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to be, you know, to have the, it, to me, that would be
talent.
A freedom and a talent. You know how people love to be outdoors and garden and some love to cook. But to paint, I think it would be so therapeutic.
It is extremely therapeutic. Mm-hmm.
And
extremely.
They do that for children as well. They teach children.
Yes.
They teach children that, you know, autistic children.
It's healing.
And
I'm
it's
sure
healing
it's
healing children that have certain diseases. It is.
That
it's
would,
very healing.
Right.
That
they're actually, you can get a degree in art therapy.
Wonderful.
And do that as a profession. A friend of ours, their daughter got her degree
in that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you start out as a young child loving to paint?
I did.
Okay.
I did. My first, I kind of kid around, my mom told me just not too long before she passed away, she actually told me the story of when I was 3 years old, and I'm going to date myself here, but Romper Room, the old Romper Room show. Well, if you remember Romper Room, they used to put up pictures on the screen, and then you could the kids could draw them and then send them in, and then they would put them up on the TV screen. So my mom said when I was 3 years old, I drew a picture of a little Bambi, and she sent it in, and they put it on TV when I was 3 years old. So
that's your fate.
That started it.
Did Sharon from Romper's Room, though, did she call out your name? Because that was it stuck with me to this day. My name was never called out. She used to hold a mirror, and she used to say, I see Karen, and I see Mary, and I see...
Oh,
yeah,
Jody?
I see Deborah Joy. She'll say Deborah Joy, but she won't say Jody. Yes.
Sorry,
it's,
Jody.
Well, I've been, you know, a couple of years of therapy, and I'll be okay.
Still.
Take that art therapy.
That art, that's
there
right. Deborah will teach me how to paint
studio,
and be a plein air artist.
Yeah, there you go.
And it will be wonderful. Now, Deborah, you had mentioned something that there's some exciting news that you have to share with our listeners as well.
Yes. Last Friday, they unveiled another portrait commission that Omaha Performing Arts commissioned me to do, and this was of John and Carmen Gottschalk. And
it's the Gottschalks.
So, yeah.
From the Omaha World Herald.
So where is that German. Going to be?
And that is hanging in the Founders Room at the Holland Performing Arts Center. So I now have two portraits hanging there.
That's a huge honor.
And you know, the thing that's so great about it is it's right here in my hometown.
I know
too.
Yeah.
So,
isn't that great?
Yeah, it's really great.
Now, we can go online and see some of your paintings, correct?
Absolutely. And yep, I have a website.
Okay. What's your website?
It's DeborahJoyGrosser.com. And it's DeborahJoyGrosser. Everybody misses that first E.
Yes, that's right. And but you're featured. Like, you're around the country. You're in Kansas City. I see you've had all these.
Yeah,
like, some of your paintings are featured in other galleries.
Right,
is that how it works?
Right, yeah. I'm represented in four galleries out of state.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Southwind Gallery in Topeka, Kansas, and a Bend Gallery in Denver, and Mountain Song Galleries in Carmel, California.
Oh, my gosh.
And I've been with them 5 years now. They're having their fifth anniversary, so I was one of the original artists when they opened. And then a new gallery in Tubac, Arizona called Art in Miniature, and they do very small paintings, I think 8x10 and smaller. So
now,
they take a lot of my smaller things.
Are you featured in any galleries here currently in Omaha?
Not currently. I was in Adam Whitney Gallery until they closed.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
And so, and the designers out at off of 120th and Blondo have a few of my pieces out there. So, so there in my studio, that's where you'll find them here.
And your company here is Deborah Joy Grosser Fine Art.
Fine Art, right. And that's it's basically I had a gallery for about 4 years and. A number of years ago, and it just took so much time away from my painting.
I bet it did, right?
Yeah, totally. So
it, you want to create.
Yeah, exactly. So, right. So decided to close the gallery and just concentrate on. At the time, I was teaching and doing some picture framing, and so eventually
also,
quit doing the framing. And,
yeah, I see you're going to be featured in Washington too.
Let's see.
Oh, that's
in
November of this year.
November of this year. This is a solo. It's a very cool opportunity.
And what an honor.
And what it is a solo show, but it's in conjunction with a historic woman planner painter. So I've been asked to kind of follow in her footsteps. She painted over 100 years ago, and she was one of the very, very few women, actually the only one that I've ever heard of, that was commissioned by the railroads to go and paint the West. And so she painted a lot of the national parks. So I've been asked to follow in her footsteps and paint some of the same areas, not exactly the same scenes, but the same areas. And then they're going to have a big show up on Vashon Island, which is in the Puget Sound up by Seattle.
Well, you get to travel.
I travel all the time. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's so much fun.
Isn't that cool that you're making an impact, you know, all over, actually? And then people have your art in their homes and, you know, in museums and whatever. That is
It's
amazing.
I feel so blessed. Mm-hmm. Thanks to the gallery in California, they've sold my paintings to people in Singapore and New Zealand and Ireland.
You live on.
You're international
so cool.
now.
Yes,
it's
you're
pretty
world
cool.
renowned.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Really, thinking the first, I think, isn't that a great story, though? The first lady from Ralston, who's a world-renowned artist.
Who would know that at all?
Yeah. Well, Deborah, we wish you nothing but the best, and how terrific. We cannot wait to see the new commissioned paintings of the Gottschalks. I think it'll be wonderful.
And tell us again your website, Deborah.
It is DeborahJoyGrosser.com.
Okay, great.
And another really quickly big honor that I've recently gotten was I'm the president of the American Impressionist Society, which is a national art organization
Terrific.
So. And that's a 2-year term, so I'm about 3 months into it.
And you all, your family knows about terms, so.
Definitely.
It won't be a 17-year term.
It's a little
term,
shorter than the mayoral.
It will not be a 17-year term. I don't think they'll want me to do it for that long.
I want to know, does your husband brag about you and hold up your paintings?
He's my biggest cheerleader.
In fact,
he did auctions for a long time. He and his brother did auctions down in Cass County. He's from Weeping Water originally.
Okay.
And, so we've been to a couple of events where, in fact, he ended up having to stand in for Christie's at the Museum of Fine Art in Montgomery, Alabama for a big event that they did that I was a part of, my work was a part of. Mm-hmm. And they had this auctioneer come in, supposedly was going to come in. He got snowed in New York, so they asked my husband to stand
to be
in
the auctioneer.
And be the auctioneer.
So funny.
And so now he does the auction for that. And they do that event every other year. And then up in Door County, Wisconsin.
Oh, Door County's great.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's
and
beautiful, beautiful.
I've been invited to do the Door County Plein Air Festival. I think this is either my 6th or 7th year that I'll be in that. And that's in July. And so he does the quick draw auction at the end of the event.
Well, this is his new career, huh?
So he's kind of learning things.
Isn't that great? You know, and I would encourage our listeners, if they have, for a present, like you said, you do portraits.
Oh, absolutely. I do commissions.
Isn't it, Jody?
It is wonderful. Tell us again your website. Again, it's Deborah.
Yeah. DeborahJoyGrosser.com. It's DeborahJoyGrosser.
Okay.
Well, it's great. We'll leave you with
beautiful.
A quote, Deborah, that I think is terrific, and it sums it all up. It says, you say, my greatest satisfaction is being an artist comes from successfully connecting with people on an emotional level through my artwork. My challenge is to create a sense of place and to render my subjects in such a way that the viewer will feel their spirit, the emotions I felt as I painted, and understand what attracted me to the subject.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, Deborah.
That's
we wish
it.
You
thanks,
nothing but the
Deborah.
Best.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having
me. The first
me.
Lady.
I really appreciate it.
The first lady of Ralston. Thank you, Deborah.
You bet. Thank you.
So, you think you need to go to a new car dealer to get quality certified pre-owned vehicles? Think again. Cars on the Money offers certified pre-owned vehicles every single day. Think you need to go to a new car dealership to get those low interest rates like 1.9% for 60 months? Try again. Cars on the Money has rates starting as low as 1.9% to qualified customers. Think you have to go to a new car dealership to get top trade-in for your vehicle? Guess again. Cars on the Money pays top dollar for trade-ins. So let's review. If you're looking for a quality certified pre-owned vehicle, get to Cars on the Money. If you're trying to find competitive interest rates, get to Cars on the Money. And if you're looking to get top dollar for your trade-in, yep, you guessed it. Get to Cars on the Money. Cars on the Money, on the corner of Mockingbird Drive, just two blocks south of 96th and L, at carsonthemoney.com or call 402-210-8700. Cars on the Money, they can change your life.
Baseball fans, be a part of the opening celebration day of the 2013 NCAA Men's College World Series. Catch all teams in open practices and autograph sessions, plus the Road to Omaha Jam featuring special guest OAR, the CWS Fan Fest, opening ceremonies featuring special guest Oral Hershiser, and much more, all for free. The opening celebration day of the College World Series is June 14th, beginning at 9 a.m. at TD Ameritrade Park, Omaha. For more information, visit ncaa.com/CWS. History happens here.
It's The Beat, sponsored by FilmStreams, presents for 1 week only, The Source Family, an intimate look inside the rise and fall of a 70s commune whose leader drove a Rolls Royce and fronted a rock band, still showing Noah Baumbach's Francis Ha, plus the Forever Young Family and Children series, made possible with support of Lincoln Financial Foundation, featuring Steven Spielberg's Hook, FilmStreams' Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org. The FilmStreams Forever Young Family and Children series offers screening of family-friendly films every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at FilmStreams Ruth Sokoloff Theater. There's something for everyone in this showcase of classics, new and old. Tickets are just $2.50 for kids, 12 and under. Click FilmStreams.org for movies and showtimes or to buy tickets online. FilmStreams Forever Young Family and Children series is made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jody and I are thrilled today to have Leo Adam Biko with us.
Hello, Leo.
Hi, Leo.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Leo is such a tremendous writer. He likes to write about, this is what he said, quote, celebrating the stories of people, their passions, and their magnificent obsessions. I love that, Leo.
Oh, I do too. That's good. A great line.
Yeah,
I
that is. That how do you find your people, so to speak?
By various methods and strategies. Sometimes I read about them in the local press, or I might see something on local television. I save story ideas. I file them away.
Yeah.
And then sometimes ideas come to me. Editors might actually approach me with an idea, but usually I am generating the ideas myself and then pitching mm-hmm. the ideas to editors and publishers.
Yeah, I love this, Leo, where you said in 24 years I've had well over 1,000 articles published. Woo.
Yeah.
I haven't even read 1,000 articles. Have you?
I know, isn't it?
That's a rough estimate.
I can't even read.
That's probably accurate, though. But and here's the thing: because I am a generalist rather than a specialist, I write about anything and everything potentially. So, and I have very eclectic interests. You know, they really, really range this across the spectrum of topics. So there's just a vast expanse of subject matter out there for me to grab from.
Mm-hmm.
There's at the end of the day, of course, there's only one of me, and I can only turn out so many stories, and there's only so many publications, especially in this market. It's a rather small market for a journalist.
Right. You know, you also write documentaries, and you're including a produced film on the Brandeis Department Store Empire. Can you shed a little light on that for our listeners?
Yeah, that was a project that happened through the Nebraska Jewish Historical Society, and
I saw that, Leo. It was fantastic.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did.
And that originated actually as a very long two-part series that I wrote for the Jewish Press here in Omaha, and then the idea for the documentary came about, and as a boy, I used to go to the Brandeis Department Store with my mother, and it was an enchanting, an enchanted place for anyone, adults or children, and I have very fond memories of walking around that store and just being a little bit in awe of its size.
Because there's nothing like it.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
I remember, didn't it have a cafe?
It was fascinating,
And it just was all open, and it was
beautiful.
So and then that project, gave me a chance to actually learn about the family and their history and their rather strong influence that they wielded here in Omaha. They were very much community leaders and on boards of lots of organizations. And of course, Brandeis, as you know, expanded beyond the downtown store eventually.
Right. And
became really a little empire for a period of time.
Totally. And I just loved it. And I think you interviewed Elaine Jubenis in that documentary. She's a good friend of mine. The whole thing was just so fascinating.
It was about the Bears.
Very well
correct?
Done. Yeah.
So it was the Bear family.
Thanks.
Yeah, the Bear family. Alan
I think
Bear.
You should do a documentary on the Blumkin family, don't you?
Well, I know there's been a lot of interest in that, I'm sure someday someone will do that.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Joe.
I think so.
Actually, yeah.
I mean, there's an empire.
Yeah, totally.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. But tell us about your latest empire and your book about Alexander Payne.
Yeah, well, I came out with this book late last fall, a book entitled Alexander Payne, His Journey in Film. And it's a collection of my journalism about the filmmaker over about a 15, 16-year period. It kind of takes the reader up through and including the Descendants and just talks a bit about his next film after the Descendants, Nebraska, which is now finished and just had its world premiere at the Cannes Film Festival in
France.
Right.
And you saw it, Leo? You saw the movie?
Yeah, I was privileged, again, to have great access to Payne and the production. I had visited the set in northeast Nebraska last fall for a few days, and then more recently, actually just in mid-May, I was invited out to see kind of the last stages of the mix process, the final mix process, and that was at a place called The Lot in Hollywood, and that was the site of the United Artists Studios that Douglas Fairbanks and Mary Pickford and D.W. Griffin and Charlie Chaplin formed.
Right.
So it's a very historic site. And I also got a chance to visit the Paramount lot, and it was at Paramount, actually, that they had a screening of the entire film. And, I was there just among 10 or 12 people. They were all, assistants, collaborators of Payne and some technicians. And, I can report as someone who had very high expectations of this film because I had read the screenplay and I had interviewed Payne exhaustively about the project, et cetera, that it lived up to all of my expectations.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
And the film is in black and white. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's just one of the things that's going to stand it alone because, as you know, there are very few black and white feature films released anymore.
Absolutely.
And there certainly never has been or likely ever to be again a feature film with Nebraska in the title.
True.
And it's very much of Nebraska. I mean, it was filmed here primarily, and it captures some of those Nebraska landscapes lovingly, beautifully, and really movingly. And it's very much a story about people rooted to the landscape, to the land, to rural towns. It's very much about memories. I think people are really going to respond to this film in a very positive manner.
And it sounds like Bruce Dern. I understand he won an award for the best actor in the Cannes Film Festival.
Yes, he did. And well-deserved. And I won't be surprised that the film will garner lots of nominations.
Oh, wonderful.
And Oscar nominations, and it might even win a few. Certainly, some of the other actors deserve consideration. The woman who plays Bruce Dern's wife in the film, June Squibb. She played Jack Nicholson's wife in About Schmidt.
Oh, sure.
She has a great part, and she absolutely kills it. I mean, she
that's great.
She almost steals the movie in some some scenes. Stacey Keach, a great character actor, is very impressive in the film. Will Ferrell, who plays Bruce Dern's son.
Will Forte?
Yes.
Will Forte.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah.
He is really, really strong. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. He has a great career ahead of him as a dramatic and comic actor.
Good.
Oh, we're so looking forward. Is it coming out in the fall, November? When does it come out?
Yeah, you know, I've seen different dates thrown around, but yeah, I think, you know, in general, we can say safely late fall, like you said, November, December period.
Which is wonderful. Do we know what, now that he has this wrapped up, what is his next project? I'm sure it's out of Nebraska.
Well, you know, he's really not saying, and I think part of that is he's not exactly sure. I mean, I know he told me off the record something, which obviously I can't share with you.
Yeah, right.
You know, he has, like all, you know, filmmakers of his ilk do, always a lot of projects that are possibilities.
Right.
And some of them are things that have been kind of in development in the past, and some of them are maybe just brand new. And I can tell you one that he's looking at very strongly is one that he had in development previously. So that's a slight clue to anyone who follows him that closely. I don't think he's going to be prepared to really make a decision for some time yet. I think he's doing a lot of traveling this summer. Taking a break. His original plan was to follow up Nebraska almost immediately with another feature, and then he decided against that.
Oh, he needs a break. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, we so appreciate you going into such depth with Alexander.
That's true. I mean, and we'll look for his book.
Yeah, totally.
And we cannot wait to see the follow-up as well.
And your blog, Leo, how does one go look at your blog?
Yeah, my blog will give people a real good sense for who I am as a journalist and as a person. Incredible variety of subject matter featured there. It's the Leo Adam Biga, that's B-I-G-A, .wordpress.com. And if you just put my name in a Google search, you'll find a link for it anyway.
And that's where we can order your book, too, on
exactly.
that, right?
My book can be ordered off of that. You can also get it off of Amazon. You can find it at the Bookworm here in Omaha, also at the bookstore. I think it's called Our Bookstore in the passageway of the Old Market.
Oh,
wonderful.
Okay.
So we can find it in many places. Again, the name of the book, Alexander Payne, His Journey in Film, A Reporter's Perspective, 1998 through 2012. Leo, it's been a pleasure. We so appreciate you visiting the studio, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Leo. It's Leo Adam Biga, a prolific writer.
Start your engines.
Joe's Indoor Karting in Council Bluffs is off the charts crazy. Joe's Karting is fast-paced, adrenaline-pumping, wheel-to-wheel racing action at over 40 miles per hour. The only speed restriction on these karts is how good you are. Joe's Karting is located just a couple of blocks north of Bass Pro Shop and directly east of AMC Theater in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Go watch a movie. Come race at Joe's. Planning a bachelor party, graduation party, or just a night out with friends? Go to Joe's. Remember, Joe's Karting is your place to race.
Planning something fun for your office, family, or friends? Joe's Karting is for you. Take a break. Come to Joe's to race, relax, and recharge. Great for team building. Ditch the speaker and burn some rubber. Trust us. Joe says you'll leave motivated. Joe's Karting race packages range from providing simple stress relief races to the real deal race experience. Check us out at joeskarting.com. Remember, go to Joe's. Your place to race.
With the recent hailstorm, I'll bet you've noticed something. Lots of home repair companies, many with names you've never heard of, popping up like mushrooms to repair damaged roofs, siding, and windows. Be careful. Some of these home repair companies follow storms from town to town. So go with the name you know, like Thompson & Thompson 3rd Generation. They're a company with roots in the community and a reputation for honest business and quality work. Thompson & Thompson 3rd Generation. Click thompson3rd.com.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
Right. DINOVITE.com.
them.
859-428-1000.
I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Joe.
Karen, another great show.
Fun show, wasn't it? The Potosh team, they always make it fun.
Always our favorites.
Yeah,
we just
wonderful.
Love them. They're just a ray
they're
of
so
sunshine.
They're talented, too.
They are, and they're fun, and they're sweet, and you just want to hug them.
Darling.
Really.
I know it. And we loved Deborah Joy Grosser, First
yes.
Lady of Ralston, but what an artist.
An artist who is a plein air artist.
I know it. I learned and increased my vocabulary.
And
today.
People that look at her paintings are, you know, feel you know, the spirit of
enlightened,
her.
Enlightened, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And they feel the spirit of her paintings, which is wonderful.
Yeah, that's great.
And how about Leo?
Leo.
Talking about the film, Leo Adam Biga talking about
Nebraska.
His book about Alexander Payne.
Yeah,
and yes,
his
the
new
movie
film.
Nebraska.
He's one of the few people that saw the movie Nebraska already.
I know.
We're looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And next week we have an exciting show, Jody. John Beasley's coming on.
Hang down your head, John
Beasley.
Hang down your head and cry. We love John
right.
Beasley.
He's terrific.
Will he be calling us from L.A.?
No, he'll actually be in Omaha.
Oh,
isn't
in
that
the
great?
Studio.
I
terrific.
Know.
We're
we get
fortunate.
To see him.
Absolutely. And then
Almeida
and Jackson Berkey.
Yeah, they'll be here. They were in Mannheim Steamroller for ages. And then also... Ian Garrett. He's an author of Rebirth of a Dream.
Absolutely.
Fun show, Joe.
Fun show. Thanks for joining
uh-huh.
us. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Uh-huh. And we'll close tonight with the Maynard Triplets singing I'll Survive You.
You told me you're a faithful man. I believe. I believe.
This is the legendary Mighty 1290.
K-O-I-L.
Omaha. Now in our 87th year of serving Omaha, the Mighty 1290. 1290.